This is St. Louis Public Radio. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering whether federal civil rights law prevents employers from firing people for being gay or transgender. That's frightening for many Missourians. The Supreme Court rulings could leave tens of thousands of LGBTQ people with few laws prohibiting discrimination against them. St. Louis Public Radio's Kay Petron reports that some Missourians are trying to figure out how to protect themselves regardless of the court's decisions.
Beth Gombas is just one Missourian who thinks that LGBTQ people need to take steps to get ahead of the Supreme Court rulings. Gombas is trans and uses they-them pronouns. They say they've left more than 10 jobs after coworkers or employers harass them over their sexual orientation and gender nonconformity.
Sometimes if I reported it, that was what got me fired because from a manager's standpoint, everything was fine. And then they hired this queer and now everybody's got this drama going on about personal stuff, and so I was the problem, and I was the one that had to go.
Gombas says after a decade of dealing with discrimination at work, they now manage an affordable rental house for trans people. The Supreme Court is hearing three cases about gay and trans employees who were fired because of their identities. The court's decisions will likely determine whether the meaning of sex in a federal civil rights statute includes sexuality or gender expression in workplaces nationwide. Peggy Smith is a professor at Washington University's law school. She says the likely outcome, rulings against the employees, would leave Missouri workers with very little recourse.
The whole panoply of decisions that an employer might take against someone because that person is gay or lesbian or because that person is transgendered, all of those issues suddenly become scenarios where if you're the employee, you may have no protection whatsoever.
Missouri's Human Rights Act does have some protections for workers. The act prohibits discrimination based on race, religion, sex, and other categories. But it does not specifically name gender identity or sexuality. A handful of cities and only one county have those protections for private employees. That means many who try to fight workplace discrimination must rely on courts and government agencies to interpret whether state or federal laws apply to their situation. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt thinks the legislature, not the courts, should decide those non-discrimination laws. His spokesman, Chris Nelly, says that Schmidt, a Republican, signed a brief urging the Supreme Court to rule against the employees.
The brief is about examining the original intent of the law and then debating legislative powers versus judicial overreach. And I have to say, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt believes strongly that every person, no matter their race, creed, zip code, or gender, should be treated with dignity under the law.
Democratic legislators have attempted to add LGBTQ people to the list of groups protected by the Human Rights Act for more than 20 years with no success. So, with no action from the legislature, some workers have turned to unions for support. That's what Laura Kelly did early in her career.
I got into a union right away because I knew being LGBTQ was a fireable offense here in the state of Missouri.
Now, Kelly leads a group that's asking her union, United Food and Commercial Workers, to add LGBTQ-specific protections to all their employee contracts. Those changes are taking effect around the country, including in St. Louis this year. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is expected to release its decisions by June 2020. But St. Louis activists are already directing people toward changes they can make in their workplaces now. This week, local grassroots organizers Rainbow Workers Alliance held a rally in front of St. Louis City Hall. The alliance asked every union in Missouri to add explicit protections for their LGBTQ employees. After all Beth Gombas' bad experiences in the workforce, they felt compelled to speak at the rally. There, they made a plea to state legislators.
Missouri desperately needs to reevaluate our laws in order to eliminate and diminish mistreatment and abuse to our community.
Gombas says their community is not asking for extra rights. They just want to be added to the list of people already protected by civil rights laws. I'm Kay Petron, St. Louis Public Radio.